The 82,000 square foot building was purchased in June by nonprofit development group Sustainable Muncie for less than $4 a foot, a fraction of what it would cost to try and build from scratch today, according to Ball State urban planning professor and project collaborator Scott Truex. Truex says the kind of opportunity a space like Gearbox presents is important for the city's development, both creatively and economically.
The great thing about a Gearbox as it works, it is something that takes all the power and sophistication of an engine and transforms that into the power, the way to move forward. And so the idea here is we're going to have a lot of different ideas, gears working, that when we begin to sync those together, we think this can be a very powerful source for ingenuity, for creativity, for entrepreneurship that will sort of help transform Muncie.
While showing off the massive space, Truex described the diverse possibilities for the set of buildings.
A recording studio, actually a beer garden, a coffee roaster, a bakery for a winter's farmer's market, or potentially a green roof, helping live, work kinds of housing.
It's rare to find something like that for where artists or the community can access it. Something like that in a big city, it seems like that would go over to a corporation really fast or to a developer.
Mara Jasper teaches intermediate art at Ball State University and helps with the school's role in the Gearbox project. She says the university believes the space is a great opportunity for both students and non-students.
I mean, the students are everything, right? So they can make a lot happen if they believe they can make things happen and if they're connected to the resources to make things happen.
Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler says that the city is in ongoing discussions with businesses and organizations involved with Gearbox and expects that construction to make the building functioning and habitable will begin within 2 months after its funding mechanisms are in place.
I honestly don't think, knock on wood, things can always change, but I honestly don't think that there's going to be very many more holdups.
Tyler says that the projects and programs under discussion will occupy most of the building's space and that the city is already looking into other buildings to develop for similar purposes. In Muncie, Keegan Beresford, IPR News.